That's Fifth Harmony and Work From Home on Clear 101. It's 7:11 now on a Wednesday morning.
And 60 degrees to start the morning off.
And it's time for a closer look at Clear's community.
Barb Sedlick.
Yay!
Yay! Downtown Business Association. It's time for lawn chairs on the square.
Yes, it is. Can you believe it's been, what, 9 months, a year?
Oh, my goodness. Time flies.
It just flies.
It does. But I would rather have this weather than snow, sleet, ice, you know?
I know. Exactly. I agree. So Thursday's the big day.
Yes, tomorrow is just unbelievable. And we're all ready for you, so come on down.
Fantastic.
This is our only night that lawn chairs actually start. At 6. Otherwise, it starts at 7. But because our first one is so special with all three dance studios, we start at 6.
Yes, exactly.
And on the top of the hour, we have the different studios, starting with Lynette's and then iDance at 7. Lynette's is at 6. And then Barb's School of Dance and Desiree's is at 8.
Perfect. And it's not just entertainment. There's great food.
Oh, yes, yes. We have our fabulous, famous funnel cake trailer, you guys. And yes, it's just absolutely wonderful. If you've never tried one of our funnel cakes, you definitely need to. They are good. And you have the most expert funnel cake fryers in the world here.
Exactly.
And Sandy and myself for one.
We know how to do it.
Yes, definitely. And Kathy Johnson. We have a number of helpers that, you know, just stop on by. We've got the funnel cakes. We've got the nachos. We've got popcorn. We got hot dogs, Polish dogs, Gottberg, root beer floats, and root beer. I mean,
wonderful.
We have a lot of goody-goody things.
Exactly.
And none of them have calories until you eat them.
No.
That works well.
I love
well.
That. The Polish dogs are amazing.
Oh, yes. Seriously. That's for sure. So after Lynette this Thursday, we have an entire summer series
of
performances. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep, we do. And as everyone knows, there's always a nice breeze, you know, blowing through Frankfurt Square. Mm-hmm. So don't
lots
worry if it's 80 degrees or 90 or 101, 101.
Mm-hmm. 101.
We are going to have some nice weather. Yes, after this week, the 14th, where we have the three dance studios, we have Freedom Road. They are our local band, and they've been performing a number of years. And then the next week, which is the 28th, we're going to have the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. Again, another local, which is extremely popular. And then going into July, the day after fireworks in Red, White, Kaboom. that's July 5th is the Plainsman. And the Plainsman is classic country. Very, very good. Any country people out there, wear your cowboy boots and be ready to come dance and stamp. And how's that sound? On the 12th by Poplar Demand is the Brits. And this is a British invasion. And Sandy, I'm certain you remember this. Columbus Days was the first time.
Yes.
3-4 years ago, yeah. We actually got to experience this group. And, you know, anybody turning 65 or 6, 7, 8, if you remember the Beatles coming in 64, these guys are good.
They
you need
are
to
very
come down.
Good. Yes, definitely.
They close your eyes and you'll go right back in time. You're a teenager again. moving right on the 19th, we have Bluegrass, the Toasted Ponies, and the 26th is Rapture. We are very lucky to have the United States Air Force Heartland of America band back.
That is wonderful. Mm-hmm.
This is the band out of Bellevue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is great. They are phenomenal.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're there in, you know, in uniform, mm-hmm. and it is very impressive.
It's a wonderful tribute to all of our military.
Mm-hmm.
And beside, they're fantastic.
Exactly.
On August 2nd, we have another local band, The Deal. That is classic rock, similar to Freedom Road next week, but not. But it's still very, very good. And then on the 9th, we have our polkas, John Yurkowski, Traveling Musicians. And then we wrap up. Are you ready for this one, Sandy?
No, I'm not.
On August 16th, the kickoff night of Columbus Days, is Columbus
That's
Community
right.
Band.
Yes, just crazy that it's going to be here before I know it.
Oh, I know. But we'll be ready for it.
Definitely. Well, we're going to keep Barb here in the studio and continue talking about the Downtown Business Association.
We'll have more Community Spotlight coming up after the break on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That is Jimmy Eat World and the Middle on Clear 101. It's 7:21 now on a Wednesday morning.
And 60 degrees to start the morning off.
And we are back with more Clear's Community.
And we're visiting with Barb Sedlick. We're talking about the Downtown Business Association and Lawn Chairs on the Square start on Thursday. But Barb, there's so many other things that the Downtown Business Association is in charge of and takes care of that it is a pretty awesome group of people.
I'm very, very proud of our downtown and all of our members and merchants, because we have members that exceed outside of the downtown that support us. Mm-hmm. And yes, we have a lot of things happening along with the sales and everything else. We always kick off the year with the Easter egg hunt.
Right.
And that's always the Saturday before Palm Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that's the 2 weeks before Easter. Mm-hmm. I have to stop here before I talk.
Yes.
And then, you know, of course, we have Farmers Market. Always starts the first Friday in May.
Saturday.
Saturday is right.
Yes, first Saturday, yes.
Mm-hmm. My mind is going faster than my mouth is. Yes, and Farmers Market will go through October 27th. So, you know, come on down. That's all homegrown and, you know, support your local community, your local farmers. It's just really good. And not only do you have at the Farmers Market, not only do you have the vegetables, but you have a lot of homemade crafts, woodworking, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along is June 14th, first day of Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Columbus Day, yeah, sure. First day of lawn chairs.
Right.
We're talking lawn chairs. We're not going 3 months in advance or, what, 10 weeks, I guess. Then after, as we're going through with the lawn chairs, we also have our downtown sidewalk sales. And that's always fun. That's, let me think here, July 21st. Is the downtown sidewalk sales. And then, of course, Columbus Day is in Frankfort Square. And as everybody knows, that's the biggest block party. And we have the funnel cake trailer there and just having a good time. People can get their full and make their belly button smile with their funnel cakes.
Oh, exactly.
You know, we have the marching bands. They always have the competition, so we have the parade in downtown Columbus, and that's always in September, generally the last week of September, the 1st of October, and this year it's September 28th, trick-or-treat. You know, can't forget Halloween and all the candy, you guys.
Oh, yes.
And that one is on Thursday, and that is the Thursday before trick-or-treat, which is the 25th. Now we're talking about ho ho ho, which is Santa Claus, but actually the kickoff of our holiday shopping season. And again, that's always the Thursday before Thanksgiving, third Thursday in November.
A great opportunity to support all the businesses that are in downtown Columbus.
Yes, yes.
And it's such a phenomenal night, all the things you have going on.
Oh, we have a lot of things, along with, you know, sales going on all day long, and then special sales basically starting at, you know, 5 o'clock, yearly, hourly sales going on. But yeah, just a lot of things. It's a lot of fun.
Definitely.
And I just wanted to mention the funnel cake trailer is the only fundraiser for the downtown, and the Downtown Association, with all the members' dues and selling the funnel cakes, we actually purchase all of the holiday decorations, the wreaths you see on 11th and 13th Street, along with the banners. So both the ones we have now, this is welcome, along with the holiday banner. So, you know, we appreciate you coming down and supporting the downtown, supporting the funnel cake trailer, and, you know, just bring your lawn chairs and kick back and have a good time.
Oh, definitely, because the variety of entertainment is for everyone.
Yes, the committee did an awesome job on this. It goes for all ages. You know, this is fantastic when people come back to town to visit relatives or for class reunions. Bring them down to the square. You know, the comments we make when I put pictures up on our Facebook page of Frankfort Square or different businesses, and like, oh, I remember that was there. Or, you know, a good example I always have to laugh is where Chopper's Computer is now. That used to be Polly's Shoe Store. And I can remember so many people say, oh, I went ahead and actually got shoes in there. Or, you know, where Thule's is, that used to be way, way back when, next to First National, Wonderlic's. No.
Oh, Wonderlic's. Oh.
Wonderlic's actually had their first one, where Barbara Jean's was, where Woodworks used to be. And so it's just kind of, you know, comical where when you're listening to people talk on, they remember, you know, the downtown and, you know, where did you get toys? You know, where did I get my jewelry at? Where did you do? Wallpaper. We actually had a wallpaper paper place downtown. But now, you know, we have a lot of really cool businesses. You know, downtown is your business location. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where you have the post office. That's where you have the courthouse. The banks are down there, along with some fantastic shopping. We have some fantastic restaurants. But we have launchers tomorrow night.
That's right. Tomorrow night. And what time again?
6 o'clock. The funnel cake should be ready, I'm hoping, by 5:30. So if you want to come a little bit early and enjoy, you know, some funnel cakes, or, you know, Gottberg root beer and root beer floats, you name it. We're going to have it, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Barb, I want to thank you so much, and I want to thank the Downtown Business Association for all they do to make Columbus such a great place to live.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got news coming up on Clear 101.